Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about a term that was new to both of us, because I had not heard this word.
You hadn't?
No.
Good. I'm glad to
Fubbing.
Fubbing. P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G.
Yes.
I was so happy to find this word.
Yes. So it's from an article written by, or a blog post, written right. by Dr. Emma Sapela. I think the umlau means A's, right? That means the long...
Sapele? Would it...
I think so.
Umlaut.
Umlaut.
I'll have to ask my sister.
I think it means that you do the long vowel.
Okay, then it would be Sapele.
Sapele.
Okay.
I wonder if she's a fan of Pele, the soccer player.
Yeah, he doesn't...
But it's not that umlaut, he doesn't...
You don't remember him playing, do you?
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yes.
But what's the subtitle?
So it's this. The title of this is Fubbing, the number one phone habit to drop for better relationships. I think that the little subtitle there is a little bit more difficult to weed through. But basically what they're saying is we need to stop this, because if we don't, it's going to continue to affect our relationships. If we get rid of this, on the other hand, it'll improve relationships. How's that?
Those of us...
But that's a longer subtitle that would be more difficult to get in there on one little headline.
Those of us who don't rely mm-hmm. totally on cell phones
yeah.
are offended by people who use their cell phones during our conversations.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you. I'm giving you my 100% attention.
Fubbing is paying attention to your cell phone.
You didn't even notice I picked up my phone.
I know. I'm ignoring you. Fubbing is paying attention, giving more attention to your digital device mm-hmm. than you do to the person
right.
you're sitting with.
Right. So fubbing is just a merging of the words phone, PH, and snubbing.
Right.
So fubbing is when you pay more attention to your phone than you do the interaction you're actually engaged in face-to-face.
And it's most problematic mm-hmm. in the relationship you have with your life partner.
Right.
Okay. It's a problem for everybody, mm-hmm. but it's especially problematic
right.
for your life partner. And that is if any of... any particular life partner is listening to this, mm-hmm. that's absolutely true. And we've had this argument in our house numerous times. Mm-hmm. My wife is a dedicated phone user.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Right.
When I talk, my sister is the end of the baby boom.
Okay.
She was born in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And she is still of that generation that when you're talking to one person, mm-hmm. you don't interrupt that conversation.
Right.
It's rude. Okay?
Right.
And she and I agree on that. And we tell fubbers, look, if I'm talking to you and you go to your phone, I'm not going to interrupt you, so I'll stop talking. Because mm-hmm. to me, that's another person. Going to your phone is you're now talking to somebody else.
Right.
Okay? And so... we will not interrupt that. Mm-hmm. But that is an interruption in our conversation,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I will not interrupt that. I will not keep talking if you're mm-hmm. on your phone, because you're obviously engaged in another conversation. That makes people angry. People look at us like, well, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my presence. If you're on your phone, you're not talking to me.
Right.
So go ahead and do your phone, and when you're finished, then I'll start talking again.
Yeah. He gets frustrated about this.
Fubbing is an issue for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think it's a blind spot. And now I read this article and I said, oh, so it's not a blind spot. There are other people who agree with me.
Right. Now, they mention a study in this article that I think the title is hilarious.
Right.
And the title of the article or study that was done is entitled, My Life Has Become a Major Distraction for My Cell Phone.
Say that again. My life
has become a major distraction from my cell phone.
And that's exactly how I feel when I look at people mm-hmm. who are constantly on their phones.
Yeah.
Life is getting in the way mm-hmm. of your little digital world.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because I listen to a lot of different types of podcasts and interviews and things like that. And some of the people that I think that seem to be the most plugged in, the most connected, they even mention this sometimes. Because what they talk about is, you know, here you are at the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking it in and enjoying it and experiencing it, everybody's so worried about tweeting that they're at the right. Grand Canyon or taking a picture of themselves at the Grand Canyon. And so it turns the appreciation of the grandeur right. mm-hmm. back to just the self. And it's like, okay, so instead of enjoying this, it's me at this mm-hmm. place. And so it really detracts from some of our experiences.
Sometimes. It changes everything. Yeah. Okay, it changes everything. It changes your personal experiences. It changes your relationships. And I have to tell you, I have to say again, you are damaging your relationships. Mm-hmm. You're either paying attention to the person you're talking to or not. Again, we talked in a previous podcast about how we have become extremely good at judging the facial expression and tone of voice right. to know how a person is really feeling. Mm-hmm. We've done that over time. We are nothing if we're not social creatures.
Right.
So we have developed these exquisite social skills, and they're so important that if you don't have them, we've pathologized them.
Right.
You know, if you right. don't have good social skills, then you have a pathological problem. Right. Okay. That's how important they are. So we've become very good at it. And if I'm talking to you and you go look at your cell phone, as soon as you break eye contact with me, the social cue is, I'm not paying attention to you anymore. Mm-hmm. I have something else that right now is more important to do than talk to you. Mm-hmm. That's the social cue that sends to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm talking to somebody and they start looking around the room, if I'm at a cocktail party mm-hmm. and you're engaged in a conversation with somebody and their gaze suddenly goes somewhere else, the cue is, I'm not listening to you anymore. This conversation is over.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a phone, that does exactly the same social cue.
Yeah. See.
And if you have an iWatch.
What's great is I know that you've been waiting for this podcast for this topic.
3 or 4 years.
Forever. And because I always feel like I have a challenge for you, sort of against that whole idea. Because I struggle with ADHD, for example. And so there are times when we're sitting here talking and...
Understand.
There'll be times when we're talking and, you know, my eyes do wander. And because I'll pick up on a movement or I'll pick up on something. And it's not that I'm not paying attention to you. It's that you're right in that my attention was pulled. But that pull could be for a fraction of a second because there was a movement. So I look over and, mm-hmm. but I'm still listening. I'm right. still engaged. And that fraction of a second doesn't really interrupt my ability to, you know, follow what you're talking about and that kind of stuff. So,
well, at least you didn't say that you can multitask and that I can do this because I can multitask. I can have a conversation with you and attend to my phone because I can multitask.
Right. Sometimes you just have to catch that Pokemon that's on your phone. And I can listen to you and catch the Pokemon at the same time.
You're either attending to me or you're not attending to me. That's right. the way our social cueing system
right.
works.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and the challenge is, and we've talked about this before, is that the information that comes through the electronic device is... stimulating. It releases dopamine. I told you I would mention dopamine every time. It releases dopamine, and it makes you want to check it again, and it makes you want to stay engaged in that. And so I think that that's part of the major issue, especially with younger folks, is that it's reinforcing.
The phone is more engaging than the conversation, the real conversation.
Right. Well, I mean, research has shown for years and years and decades, if not, that Our tendency today, now, our tendency is to anticipate the rest of what you're going to say so that as soon as you're done, I either have a question or I have a response.
That's right.
We have
reciprocal communication.
Right. But we have sort of moved away from the idea of the impulsive word I was going to say is we have moved away from the process of thinking to just responding, reacting. Mm-hmm. And so when a person is saying something, our goal or what we're driven to do is to, as soon as that person stops and there's a break, is to fill that space with either a question or a comment or something there. And I think that there are times when conversations are happening and we either don't see that or we are getting sort of lulled into a drop in our dopamine or our attention capacity, and then the phone hits or there's some stimulus and our attention is drawn to that because we're getting that lull, because I already know how I'm going to respond, and now I'm kind of, it's decreasing, and then there's the notification or something, and so that gets your little spike, and so you attend to it. That would be my hypothesis as far as where this is from a neurobiological perspective.
Mm-hmm. There were some studies done that said that phone users, heavy phone users, mm-hmm. are considered less polite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you're judged to be less polite,
right,
if you're a heavy phone user. Now, I know that heavy phone users don't care about that,
right?
Because their phone use is clearly the most important thing,
right,
in their lives. But if you have a life partner, we go back to the life partner issue, if you are with your, what should be the most important person in your life,
mm-hmm.
and you're on your phone,
mm-hmm.
or you have divided attention, you're sending a very clear message to mm-hmm. that person that you're really not the most important thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
If I come home and I walk in the house and nobody looks up from their device,
mm-hmm.
the message is very clear to me that we have more important things to do mm-hmm. than attend to you.
Right.
The other thing I've noticed is that when I talk to heavy phone users, I don't talk fast enough because they don't want to listen very long.
Right.
And I've been told, can you hurry up and finish your sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to hurry up and finish my sentence because they have other things that they want to be doing,
mm-hmm.
not because I'm talking too slowly.
Right.
I talk in a normal rate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all do. But when I'm told to hurry, you know, that this is taking too long.
Yeah. It is
what else do you have to do?
Yeah.
You know, what you have to do is you have to go back to your device. Because
right.
our life
mm-hmm.
as a couple
right.
is getting in the way of what you really want to do.
Right.
In the article, they say that, let's go back to multitasking. Because that's the other argument that I always get. Well, I can do both.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's like having two conversations at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have two conversations at the same time. You can switch from one to the other,
mm-hmm.
and you might be able to do that quickly, but your attention will be divided,
right.
and your cognitive, what you bring to the conversation is going to be diluted and divided.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do both at the same time.
Right.
You are having one conversation or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You're either with your device or you're with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You can switch back and forth quickly, but I'm not interested in switching back and forth quickly. If you want to talk to me, we'll talk.
Right.
Doesn't have to be forever.
Right.
But if you want to talk to me, then talk to me.
Right.
And when you're finished talking to me, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
No.
But it is when I explain it to people.
Yeah.
Now, there's one other thing we have to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people so attached? You talked about dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people so attached? One reason is that a fear of missing out.
Right.
People are absolutely deathly afraid that they're going to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I got to stay plugged in because mm-hmm. God forbid that I should miss something.
Right. Right.
That's one reason. Second reason is a lack of self-control.
Right.
I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
I must look at my phone. And when I look at people who have a little bit of OCD or a little, they're sort of on that addictive path, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they like things a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lack of self-control here. When your phone is out, you're going to look at it. When that thing lights up,
sure,
you can't help but look at it.
Right.
And so you either don't take it out or you turn it over,
mm-hmm.
if you're in a conversation with a group of people, it shouldn't even be out.
Right.
Did I mention, when I was in Arizona last week, did I mention to you that we went to dinner?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
On Thursday night and Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday night, we had seven people at a large mm-hmm. table. We were there for 2.5 hours. There wasn't a single interruption, and there wasn't a single phone on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lively conversation, but there were no cell phones. These were seven adults. We went out the next night. There were six of us, six adults at a conference.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, nobody had a cell phone on the table.
Right.
Nobody got a phone call, a text. No, nothing happened. It was just the conversation among us.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at them, I couldn't figure out why it seemed like such an enjoyable evening. And then as I replayed it, I thought, there were no cell phone interruptions at either dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is, so there's a lack of self-control. Then the third thing is, it is addictive.
Right.
And I think we should probably start using that word.
You think so?
I think we should. There are writers who are beginning to say, this is like digital cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
It does the same thing in your brain mm-hmm. as any kind of a drug does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you grow new receptors? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But it acts on an area of the brain that has been associated with pleasure and addiction.
Mm-hmm.
People love these things.
Yeah.
And they can't put them down.
Yeah.
Even at the risk of damaging. The problem with fubbing is that it is not harmless.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to damage your relationship.
Right. Yeah. We'll have to talk more about the addiction thing. I still have a problem with it.
We have to sort... I do too, because addiction has... You can't get it... It's like addiction to marijuana. You know, it's a different thing mm-hmm. than addiction to heroin.
Right.
Or opioids.
Right.
So there's this technical distinction.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a practical distinction.
Right.
And the compulsion to have this device and to be using it, even that you will risk a relationship... starts to mimic addiction.
I might be able
Maybe
to concede...
It could be an addiction meme.
I might concede to the idea that it becomes a psychological addiction.
Yes. Oh, certainly.
It's not an addiction like alcohol or
right.
just about anything else that we talk about
right.
as far as addictions go. There is a psychological...
Would you say addiction. It's not a biological addiction?
Right, it doesn't...
It's a psychological addiction.
Right. Yeah, I could maybe bend there,
mm-hmm.
But it just it makes it too easy to pathologize everything.
Everything that's
you know then we pathologize everything. Oh well, right. you know he's addicted to video games. Oh well, he's addicted to playing outside. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's addicted to you know this mm-hmm. or that, and
it's like saying somebody has OCD
right.
just because they like a routine.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, you don't have OCD, you like a
yeah.
routine.
Yeah.
Difference.
Sure. So
yeah, so we should probably not use the word addiction.
Yeah.
Because that should have a specific meaning.
It's a psychological attachment that it's almost like an attachment disorder.
Right. Two other points. You talked about dopamine.
Uh-huh.
I want to be careful what words I use here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the words begins, a three-letter word begins with S.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to use that in polite company.
All right.
The studies that have been conducted
mm-hmm.
suggest that the reinforcing power of a digital device
mm-hmm.
exceeds that
mm-hmm.
of reproductive behavior.
Okay. Right.
And we thought that was the most compelling.
Mm-hmm.
This exceeds that
mm-hmm.
desire.
Right. Right.
And the other thing to remember, most of us remember Maslow's needs hierarchy.
Right.
And we will satisfy our needs in a certain order.
Right.
The first is we have to satisfy our biological needs.
Right.
We have to eat, we have to sleep,
right.
we have to... And then the second thing we satisfy is our safety needs.
Right.
Well, the third thing we satisfy is relatedness.
How mm-hmm.
we need to be connected to other people.
Right.
Fubbing interrupts
right.
that.
Right.
So here we have this critical human need that's being interfered with,
mm-hmm.
changed, damaged mm-hmm. by these digital devices.
Right.
So here you have a critical need.
Mm-hmm. Though I'm sure that there are those who would say that engaging in social media, interacting with other people through digital devices does meet that, does help with that relatedness as well.
It does. But where it interferes is that if you're with a, if you're sitting across the table from an individual,
mm-hmm.
and you go to your phone,
right,
rather than to me,
right,
I can tell you that's going to damage our relationship.
Right. No doubt. But again, just continuing with being a devil's advocate, mm-hmm. is ignoring the phone and not responding to that person could damage that
relationship.
That's
the same thing.
Right.
And we talked about that earlier.
Right.
That if you take too long to respond,
right.
then you're damaging that relationship.
Right. So that's why there's this need for an in-between. And one of the things, like I tell my patients, is, you know, when you are having dinner with your family or when you are engaged in a interpersonal interaction, mm-hmm. Physically, directly, face-to-face,
right.
one of the things you want to do is either post yourself or identify yourself as unavailable. Some of the social media devices allow you to put unavailable.
Do they do that?
Yeah. Some of them do. Not all of them.
You know, it's like when you email, I'm not in
right.
the office today.
And sometimes if you're in like a group chat or something like that, and you know there's a lot of interactions going on, you can
okay.
post and say, hey, I'm unavailable for the next 30 minutes. I'll be back. I'll let you know when
Does
I'm back.
Does Twitter do that? Does it have a setting like that?
No, I mean, you can turn off notifications okay. temporarily, but that's about it.
But I think you're right. I think what we have to do is we have to be more careful with these
right.
devices. I think what we've done is in our fascination
mm-hmm.
with them
mm-hmm.
that we've lost something in the process.
Right.
And I think we have to re-educate people
mm-hmm.
about how... I think we have to teach children in particular, mm-hmm. teach youngsters how to use these things. And by youngsters, I mean high school, college students,
right.
everybody. I mean, there are times when it's not appropriate to have a phone
right.
out and
yeah.
and be using it. Certainly as college professors,
mm-hmm.
We yeah. don't want people texting during our classes.
Right.
And I think it's an educational process
yeah.
that we have to go through
yeah.
because you're right, if you don't respond to a text you create the same problem, you damage
right.
the relationship.
Absolutely.
But so there has to be some happy medium. But I can tell you, for I think for most of us over a certain age, if you're texting you're sending the message that
yeah.
this is more important than you,
right? Yeah.
And
whether you mean to or not,
yeah,
that
yeah
message,
right.
yeah.
I'm just saying this is how it's an I message. You know, we talk about iMessages.
Yeah.
When you're on your phone, I feel.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. All right. Let's see. I know you've been dying for this this topic for a long time.
Anybody in my house who's listening to this?
There's nobody at your house listening to this.
Okay. Never mind.
they're tweeting.
Let's talk about Patreon and.
That's right.
And where you can find us if you're.
That's right.
If you're not in my house, where you can find us.
That's right. So we've been talking. We are very close to finishing up all of our art and new
yeah.
art and new music and all that kind of stuff. And so be on the lookout for that.
Right.
The feed may, our little icon may change
mm-hmm.
Pretty soon. And then accompanying that is going to be the launch of our new Patreon page.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we'll talk more about that. Mm-hmm. as we get it launched, but it's going to be a great way for you all who enjoy this podcast and find some value in it to be able to help support us a little bit so that we can do more. Because, I have a notebook. I should bring it in sometimes so people can see it with all of our ideas in it.
You mean a handwritten?
Yeah, my handwritten notebook
you don't
that
mean
has
that.
All of our ideas in it. And just to, we have a lot of things that we want to do.
Did you ever see a movie, Dead on Arrival? With
yeah.
Michael Keaton,
mm-hmm.
you have a little tape recorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's your notebook.
Yeah, but until that point, you know, certainly you can help us out by you know writing a rating, giving us a rating, or writing a review on iTunes, sharing our links with your friends from YouTube or iTunes or Google Play Music or wherever
right.
you listen to us and or watch us. You know, share us with your friends to get more people
right.
engaged, more people involved, because the more people that are involved, the more things that we can talk about and more ways we can help.
That's right. To my students and family members and friends and listeners, give us a review. Write to us.
Write to us. Let us know what.
Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Let us know what you want more of. Mm-hmm. Love to hear from you. It is really important. So please send us some messages.
Absolutely.
However you do that.
Absolutely. So, all right. Until next time. Stay happy. Stay healthy. And forget to be afraid.